Dion Flowers submitted his resume to the city of Dallas. He was looking for an information technology job, and he got it, $83,000 a year. He had worked for the Army and for NASA. He was getting his advanced degree at Southern Methodist University. He was even fluent in Spanish, and so he got hired on with the city and was working along just fine, apparently, until last month when there were about a dozen laptops missing from, these were actually iPads, missing from his department. They were traced back to a pawn shop and eventually traced to Antoine Flowers himself. People then started checking around to see what was going on with this guy, and it turned out that almost everything on his resume in the beginning was false. So they're looking at their procedures and practices, but it should serve, I think, as a cautionary tale to any hiring manager or HR specialist at any country around the country, any company, whether it's here in Texas or in Washington State or anywhere else. You might want to look carefully at resumes that come across your desk.
Well, it would seem like a job like that, a software engineer for NASA, there should have been some sort of lengthy interview process, no?
Yeah, you would think so, right? Or at least a telephone call made to, I don't know, NASA? But apparently that didn't happen. I don't know if his contacts were not checked out, his references weren't contacted, or the registrar's office at SMU where he was supposed to get his advanced degree. He just simply walked in. This department, by the way, this hiring department at the city of Dallas has had issues before. A man who was hired 18 months ago in a different department almost immediately then started hiring friends of his from his church, folks who were completely unqualified to hold those positions. So this is not a department without problems before.